Good morning. A dry and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with almost everyone waking up in the 20s and lower 30s. That cold high pressure center remains in control, but will drift off the eastern seaboard today. And a return southerly flow will allow temperatures to push toward seasonal averages, and that unseasonably cold weather pattern will shift during the afternoon, allowing temperatures to reach into the lower to mid 50s for daytime highs with mostly sunny skies. In fact, a large ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will build in for the rest of the week and into the upcoming weekend, keeping the weather dry and mild, with highs on Thursday in the lower 60s and on Friday in the lower to mid-60s with mostly sunny skies both days. With the ridge in the mid-levels of the atmosphere combining with a high pressure center at the surface, we'll continue to see full sunshine and even milder temperatures over the upcoming weekend with highs in the mid-60s, and the nice weather should continue into the early part of next week on Monday before the next front approaches, with a chance of showers by the end of the day on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, very warm weather will continue to dominate the west and surge into the northern plains and Great Lakes through tomorrow. Potential record-breaking warmth will extend across much of the northern plains and Rockies over the next 2 days, with temperatures about 15 to 30 degrees above normal. Record high temperatures are also possible across the southwest, with highs in the 80s and 90s. This warm pattern is driven by a large and anomalous upper-level ridge centered across the north-central United States. This ridge is forecast to move east and weaken across the northwest thanks to a very active northern Pacific moisture stream that will slowly progress into Washington and Oregon. A parade of weak cold fronts will bring the potential for rainfall as each wave chips away at the ridge. It'll be a slow process, and rainfall will remain limited to western Washington and northwest Oregon through Thursday morning. Rainfall chances will finally increase across the northern Rockies by Thursday evening as a more powerful cold front swings through. While not a respite for the heat and the drought across the southwest, this is a hopeful sign for a significant change in pattern toward the end of the week and into the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing fog and 19 degrees on a west wind at 53, gusting to 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 27 degrees, the dew point 24, 89% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.38 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 2 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid 50s, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 25, the average temperature 33, that's 11 degrees below normal. 21 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday. That's 35 hundredths now for the month, which is right on normal so far in November. And 30.02 inches for the year, which is 3.46 inches of precipitation below normal. A trace of snow yesterday, that's also the total for the month, and a tenth of an inch below normal. And with 1.2 inches of snow for the season, we are 8/10 of an inch of snow above normal to this point. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 76, set in 1987 and in 1994, and the record low, 17, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:43 p.m., 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder, lower 60s. Mostly sunny in the lower to mid-60s on Friday. Sunny and mild both Saturday and Sunday in the mid-60s. More sunshine in the mid-60s on Monday. And sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with the chance of showers by the end of the day on Tuesday and highs in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.